Hi, everybody, and welcome to Meet the Candidates.
Damn it, Gabe, no.
Oh, shit. Jeez Louise. Sorry. Okay. You know what? Like, I legitimately sat down at the table here thinking that we were going to meet candidates.
You mean for the presidency? Is that what you mean?
You know what? I didn't even think that far ahead. I guess we are on Trends with Benefits instead.
Yes.
Which is a show where we're friends and we talk about things that are trending on the internet and elsewhere.
Yes.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with July Diaz.
Hi.
And Agata.
Hello.
Yeah, so we're three friends, and we like to talk about what's out there and trending.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like, what was something we did very trendy in the past week? The three of us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we celebrated your birthday.
That is true. I had birthday this week. That mm-hmm. was fun.
It was your... You were trending on that day.
I was trending?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my friends were nice enough to come and hang out with me on my birthday. That was really fun. But what I was referring to specifically, and to follow up on something we talked about last week, is since we last recorded, we were in a studio audience at Who's Line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we went to the Whose Line Is It Anyway taping at CBS Studios in Studio City. But here's the thing that I didn't realize last week is that they made us sign something that says we can't talk about any of the specifics of the show.
We did?
Yeah, that release was like, you can't... So we can't give away any of the great gags or any of the cool guest stars that they had. Because mm-hmm. that's literally, they say that they will take legal action against you. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about the release.
Yeah, so we can... What we're going to do is...
What? I told everyone.
Give a little secret to you listeners of who might have been there. So we got...
Yeah, uh-huh.
We got...
Yes.
You got your...
Uh-huh.
And you got your...
I'm going to have to cut all of that out. It's too revealing.
It's I can't too risky. Even.
We can't talk about any specifics.
Okay.
Anything.
All right.
Do you want to get sued by CBS?
No.
I don't. The way that eye looks at you, I don't want that eye to be looking at me.
I know. That's one of those things when you're watching CBS. CBS is watching you right back with that eye.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been scared of the eye before.
I think it's safe to say that we went there, we saw some hilarious comedy performed by people who are really good at performing hilarious comedy.
We're going to have to cut this whole thing out.
We're going to have to cut this out, Gabe.
You gave away too many details. You said the genre of the show.
Agata, I think we might need to cut you saying genre and me saying genre.
Oh, yeah. Let's cut this whole thing out.
Okay. I can bleep things, too.
Yeah, that might be better.
Oh, bleep this.
Bleep that. I'm saying something really right now. You're hearing a lot of bleeps.
Yeah, we're bleeping left and right.
Yeah.
You guys haven't said anything.
We're
that
saying
I could bleep.
We're saying something really controversial right now. That's
Gabe,
getting bleeped.
Why don't you go bleep yourself?
I don't know if any of this stuff's going to get bleeped. It's all.
Why not?
Because we're just talking about bleeping.
All
things.
I hear in my headphones right now is bleeps. So I don't know what you're saying, Gabe, but I'm hearing bleeps.
Me too.
That might just be an audio issue. Ooh. Like, we haven't even been swearing, and we're allowed to swear.
No, we're not.
Oh.
We talked about this,
Gabe. Yeah, this is a family show.
Yeah. We want to make sure it's accessible to all ages.
Yeah, and that's where the bleeps come in.
Mm-hmm. So bleep this.
I don't think any of this is getting bleeped.
Yeah.
Gabe, why are you being so difficult right now?
Okay.
We just want to be bleeping.
Let me say this. We would love to have your questions for Ask Agata. So send those in pronto. If you've got anything you have questions on, you can send them in at our web form at twb.cool/ask. You can call and leave a voice message at 432 Agata, hi. That's AGATAHI. You can call that number or you can text that number. Agata, do you have anything to add? Do you, like, what are some things you'd want to address in questions?
I mean, I'm looking for people that are in a bind, you know? They need advice about something, about romance, food, pants.
Do you take bromance questions?
Of course. Anything, any situation that you're in that you were like, oh man, I really wish that someone was here to give me advice about this. That's me.
Hey, Gata, I got this bro who I got a real bromance with. Can you give me any advice on that? Is that the kind of questions you're looking for?
No, that's a horrible question. Okay. What kind of advice?
Wait, can we... Julia, is that... Are you genuinely asking us that
question? I'm genuinely... Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
Because usually we get these Ask a Gata questions and we don't have any opportunity to ask follow-ups.
That's true. And we never know what's going on.
We never know. July, what's the situation? Do you need our... You know you can come talk to us anytime.
Who is this bromance?
See, I signed a legal binding agreement with this bro of mine.
Why are you signing so many contracts?
I got a new pen recently over the holidays. So I want to just... use the bleeps out of it.
Yeah, let's...
I almost cursed there. Huh?
Let's bleep that.
Yeah, let's bleep it just in case. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody to know what I almost said.
Well, guys, it's Sunday. It's January 25th, 2015. It's about 5:20 in the evening.
5:20.
And... we're going to talk about what's trending out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to do that, Agata?
Sure.
Man delivers one pizza in Michigan _ gets $2,084 tip.
Was that supposed to say _?
No.
Do you want to fix that? Try it again?
I think we can keep that in.
Okay. But now I don't. Wait, what happened?
Man delivers pizza.
Man delivers one pizza in Michigan gets $2,084 tip.
Okay, so he got a $2,084 tip for delivering a single pizza in Michigan. Can you play that one more time? I like the way she says one pizza.
Sure.
Man delivers one pizza in Michigan gets $2,084 tip.
One pizza.
One pizza.
One pizza.
Oh, man, I wish he was delivering that pizza here. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where's my za? I'll pay $2,000 for a za.
Yeah.
That's a big tip. That's a cool tip to get if you're delivering a pizza.
For sure.
Like, if your job is being a pizza delivery guy, that's all you think about ever happening to you. It's like...
Yeah, I used to work at Papa John's, and I wasn't a delivery person, but I did think about how that was probably going to be where I stayed forever.
Did you ever get any good tips while working at Papa John's?
No.
No?
No, because I was just like in store.
Oh, that's a good question. No one ever tips the person behind the register, right?
Well, like rarely. Rarely. Sometimes.
There's some etiquette about that I'm never quite sure about. Mm-hmm. Like, I know if you go to a restaurant, it's supposed to be like 15 to 20% tip. 15 is like pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. 20 is good. With a delivery, it seems weird to do, like, have to do 20% every time, doesn't it? Like, it seems like it shouldn't have as much to do with the cost of the food.
Well, for delivery, it's a different etiquette.
What's the delivery tip? What do you usually give?
I'll usually give, like, $3 or $4.
Okay.
I usually open up the pizza box and give them a slice. Pizza, and that's my tip.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. I got a quote here.
Let's hear
the
quote.
Trend. The man identified only as Rob was stunned.
Rob Schneider.
It was probably Rob Schneider.
Let's just
say it was Rob Schneider. He was stunned and said on video, quote, "All I did was deliver pizza." End quote.
He was stunned.
He was stunned.
Wow. Oh wait, Rob is the pizza guy? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought Rob was the guy who gave the big tip.
Oh, no. So Rob Schneider is delivering pizzas in Michigan.
When I worked at the movie theater, somebody got a $20 tip from a Mr. Adam Sandler once.
What?
Yeah.
The Sandman?
The Sandman.
The Sandman?
He was a good tipper. But sometimes you hear stories about celebrities that are bad tippers, and
what era of Sand? Judge them. What era of Sandman was this?
Probably Punch Drunk Love era Sandman.
Oh man!
So he was just like, just he had just done that movie. He had yet to do Spanglish.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably like looking at animation sketches for Eight Crazy Nights.
Eight Crazy Nights.
And, you know, he was just feeling generous that day. It wasn't me. I didn't get the tip, unfortunately.
Wow, you know a lot about the chronological order of Adam Sandler's movies.
Yeah. I guess I do. I mean, guilty. It's cool that he got a big tip. I mean, that's not life-changing. It'll probably, like, hold him over for a few. Right?
But it's Michigan, so what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, when I was at my poorest, I remember thinking, damn, like, how awesome would it be to have $500? So, mm-hmm. like, $2,000 is pretty nice.
Yeah, for just delivering a pizza.
All he did was deliver a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make fun of you, July, but you do kind of say pizza. Do you do that on purpose?
He's delivering a pizza.
A pizza.
A pizza.
Did you notice that, Agata?
Yeah.
It's adorable.
He's delivering a pizza pie.
A pizza.
I'm not hearing it.
Swiss clamp down on cross-border pizza delivery.
Okay, so this one is also pizza delivery related?
Yeah.
Or did you leave
Can
that?
Can you play it again?
Sure.
Swiss clamp down on cross-border pizza delivery.
So the Swiss are clamping down on... are people delivering pizzas on cross boards?
No, a cross border. Like,
oh, cross border. I was like, is a cross board like a skateboard that I don't know? So wait, delivering pizza across the border.
Let's hear a little more backstory on this. Switzerland's frugal pizza lovers have had their hopes dashed for a special rule that would have allowed them to keep ordering cheaper pizza delivery from neighboring Germany.
Wow. I didn't know you could order pizza across countries.
Yeah.
For Can you cheaper. Imagine? You have to like call Germany to get pizza delivered?
That's insane.
And the Swiss are like at the border stopping it now? They're like, no.
Ring, ring. Germany, I would like a za.
That's a crazy story. Can you imagine if you had to like, if you lived in Bellingham, Washington, and you had to order pizza from Vancouver?
Yeah. And you're like dialing the phone and they pick up and they're like, this is Domino's A.
Right.
It's crazy.
Or can you imagine if you lived in Mexicali and you had to order your pizza from Calexico?
Yeah, and then you call them up and they pick up the phone and they're all like, this is Domino's, A. Right, Agata?
Uh-huh.
Pizza?
Mm-hmm, pizza.
More pizza.
Pizza.
Woman gets bag full of cash at Burger King drive-thru.
Nice.
Oh, wow. These are all like very thematically related to one another.
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
No, that's just the three things that people are most talking about today.
That's what's trending.
Two pizza stories and Burger King.
I don't know if this is true. I'm just going to tell this story. When I was a kid, there was at least a rumor that there was a Burger King near where I grew up, where they would sell crack out of the drive-through window.
Whoa.
Where there was a code word that if you asked
that's an urban
for
legend.
Ice water, they would give you crack. Is that an urban legend?
Yeah, that's...
Did that story was in your neighborhood too?
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before. But
okay.
Wait a minute. I think I've heard that story too.
Did it happen like in your neighborhoods? Maybe the story is true and it just happened near where I grew up.
Hmm. You might have to bleep this out, but I'm pretty sure Burger King has like a secret menu, like a la In-N-Out, where you ask for the ice water and they give you crack.
Right.
It might have been a real thing. across all Burger Kings.
Yeah, it was a nationwide code word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't think so, Agata?
No, because
you seem skeptical.
It's so crazy because people order ice water, so they're gonna order a
that's
water.
That's how they got caught.
It's not like some obscure thing that nobody would ever order. Like, if it was a code word, they would pick, like, Blue Powerade or something when they don't have it.
So what happened in this situation? Somebody...
Hello, I am the Burger King.
Hello? Burger King.
Ice water is crack.
Ice water is crack?
All ice water?
Where I come from.
Where you come from, ice water is crack.
My people.
Your people say that.
Say that.
Your people's. You're very difficult to have
again.
A
again.
Who is this?
Burger King.
Burger King.
Ice water is crack.
I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying every time we drink ice water, we're doing crack?
Hello, my name is Burger King.
Okay, you are.
Whoa, I say you get out of here, Burger King, because we're having a hard time to understanding you.
I agree. This is like a difficult communication experience.
Ice water is crack.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So what really happened in this situation? Somebody went through the Burger King drive-thru and got a bag of cash?
Yes, instead of their food. And it was, can you guess how much cash was in the bag?
Didn't it already say a couple of hundred or something?
Mm-mm.
What?
Can you guess?
$2,000.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
$2,000?
The exact same amount from the last story.
So you're putting them both in here as some kind of conspiracy alert.
I'm not.
Yeah, right.
That's what's trending.
It's just trending.
Wait, so what's trending right now is... There seems to be like a global epidemic of people who are involved with food somehow and the purchasing of it happening upon $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? How did it? Were they mad that they didn't have their food?
It says here that they were not mad. They were, quote, very surprised, end quote.
Would you keep the money?
Ooh, would I keep the money? That's a good question. I would keep half of the money. I would give the other half to charity.
Okay.
I would keep it.
You'd keep it. And would you tell anybody?
No.
No. So there would never be an article like this, and it would never start trending.
Right.
You would just keep it a secret
and
have $2,000.
I'm going to switch my answer. I'm going to say I'm going to keep half of it. The other half I'm going to give to charity, but... I'm going to split that half into another half and burn that money.
Okay. Right.
Just to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would just, I'd keep the money, but I would only spend it on Burger King. Mm-hmm. That way, it's not like I'm stealing. Hey, July.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need a laugh.
Yeah, let's see if Agata can get us some laughs by giving some advice to some people.
Oh, it's be funny.
Yeah, no, that's a serious segment, and right now I need a laugh. Okay. So why don't we open up the comic book to the funny pages? Is that how we say it?
Yeah.
July's funny pages, right? This is a segment we do weekly where July goes into the newspaper. He gets down on his hands and knees. He has, like, it's kind of adorable. He's like a little kid. He's got the newspaper spread out on the ground.
Yeah, I'm on the floor.
He finds a comic. We choose which comic he reads, and then he reads it in great detail.
Mm-hmm. And like always, I'm going to give you guys a choice of which comic I should read.
I think I'll let Agata choose.
We got a lot of good comics here, so I'll give you a couple choices. Dilbert, Luann, Garfield, and BC.
Well, I feel like Lauren kind of ruined our Garfield streak. So we got to move on, right?
I mean, we had her on the show as a guest. It's kind of rude to say that she ruined it.
I said she ruined the streak, which is true.
Well, I mean, she ended the streak, but you make it sound like it was like the most precious thing. And she took the streak out of your hands, threw it on the ground in front of you and stepped on it.
That is kind of how it feels.
I think we're going to have to bleep some of that. Gave some hard language in that sentence.
Yeah. And bleep some of mine, too. I didn't mean to be so angry.
We also got Ziggy as a choice.
Let's do Ziggy.
All right, cool. So this is a two panel.
No. What?
Or...
Oh, it's Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday. So let's say it's technically one panel, but it's split in a very cool way where the top panel is combined with the bottom panel, but I guess it does count as two panels.
Okay, I think I can kind of picture that.
All right, so the first panel is just says Ziggy in like this Comic Sans format, and it says by Tom Wilson underneath. We see two birds in a little birdhouse looking in on into a window. It's Ziggy's house. Ziggy's in the bath, possibly butt naked. He has his little ducky in there with him.
He's probably naked.
He has two little round bumps coming out of the water. What could they be? His legs? Balls?
What?
Sorry, that needs to get bleeped. Who knows what it could be? I mean, because his whole body is kind of like, he's a very round character.
Right, so it's probably his balls.
It's probably his balls. His nose is also very round, so it might be two noses.
Come on, July.
You think Ziggy doesn't get around and might have a couple other people in his bathtub?
Whoa. Oh.
That's what you're
yeah.
I thought you were saying he had, like, extra noses.
No.
I thought you were saying he had a big dick.
Oh. It could be his dick, too. Okay, yeah. It might be his dick, like, a side view of his dick. And it's, like, the ridges of his penis.
Okay.
Okay, so he's in the bath,
mm-hmm.
He's got his duck, and birds are watching him through the window.
Yeah, and the birds are the kind of like the main characters in this comic strip for this version.
So it's giving us a real bird's perspective.
Yeah, it is. One bird says to the other bird, "Well, that sure messes up the view."
So, is that the end of the comic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
end.
Okay.
End.
So, the birds are presumably saying that they normally really enjoy the view of the inside of Ziggy's bathroom.
Bathroom. Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it because Ziggy's in there with his dick and balls sticking out of the water.
Which is interesting because if they enjoy that view, you would think, like, how many times do you think Ziggy uses the bathroom, honestly?
Oh,
like, number one, number two.
Anything.
Either.
Either. All the time,
mostly,
right?
A lot of number twos.
He looks very bloated to me.
Well, maybe they do enjoy the view when he's going pee-pee. Because they're birds. That reminds them of a worm.
Or like a little fountain.
Or a little fountain. And they're like, oh, look at that. A little worm. That reminds me, honey, I need to go get some dinner for us.
That was a crazy comic.
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
No comment.
No comment. She's not risking her reputation on this one.
Good.
I don't want to get any of the angry fan mail we got after last week.
Yeah. That's been July's Funny Pages. It's Ask Agata. So ask me.
Ask me. Yay, it's Ask Agata. It's the segment where we look at your advice questions about situations that you're in, and we answer them.
Right, and if you want to submit your own, I will say again, you can do so at twb.cool/ask. There's a handy web form there. You can also leave a voicemail or a text message at 432-AGATA-HI.
Great.
Yeah. So this question comes from Cool Gal Pal. Dear Agata, how do I impress a new friend? I don't want to look too excited to be friends, but she's pretty darn cool, and I want to hang out with her.
Okay.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good question. Well, we don't know. Do we know who sent that in?
Yeah, that's from Cool Gal Pal.
Okay. Well, that doesn't tell us the gender.
Yeah, it does. It says Cool Gal Pal.
Pal.
So it's a female asking.
It's a gal. Yeah, about
it's a gal. She's a cool gal pal, and she wants to make a new friend.
Well, that kind of sounds like she's interested in her, right? So maybe it's a male that sent in this question.
It says it's from Cool Gal Pal, but which is a gal.
I don't think that that's a description of themselves. I think they're just summarizing the question.
It says, "What's your name?" It's like it asks for their name, and then they fill it out, and it says,
"Cool." But what about the end of that question where it's like, I really want to get to know her?
Well, I mean, people could want to be friends with each other, and also a girl could also be sexually interested in another girl. Those are also possibilities.
I was about to say, yeah.
Well, I know.
The L word.
Love?
No, the TV show, the L word. This might be one of those kind of questions, if you know what I mean.
Maybe. I'm just trying to see if I'm giving like romantic advice or friendship advice.
Well, let's start with friendship advice, and then maybe you can add a caveat, like if it happens to turn romantic.
If you're just trying to make a new friend, then I would say the best way to keep your friends around is to like buy them lots of stuff. Generally, like what kind of cool stuff they're into, if they're into like, you know, music or movies or something like that. Just buy them tickets to concerts or whatever. And then, yeah, I mean, they'll usually stick around if you do that, right?
To make friends, you got to be their sugar daddy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically. Because otherwise, they'll just get bored and leave. Mm.
Well, okay, I'm not even going to address yet my disagreement with this response. But I do, I want to address something out of her question where she says, I don't want to look too excited to be friends. Do you think that by doing what you were saying that she'll look too excited?
What are you asking me?
I'm saying your advice to this person is that they just spend money on friendship.
Right, yeah.
But she's also concerned about looking too excited to be friends. So I feel like if you're just spending money on these people or this friend, won't you look a little too excited?
No. Mm-hmm. No, because everybody likes getting stuff.
Well, what kind of things can you do to look too excited?
I mean, I don't know. You just seem like a weirdo, right? Be overbearing.
Okay. July, what do you think?
Her question is, I don't want to look too excited, correct?
No, the question is she wants to impress the friend, but she doesn't want to look too excited.
Oh, she wants to impress them?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Let's see. Okay, so maybe she can take her out to a movie, and then she can like list all the actors inside in the movie as the movie's playing. You know, that way it's impressing, but also
like with their movie trivia knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. You know how like the movie trivia plays before movies sometimes. Like she can be like, "That's Tom Hanks. That's Renee Zellweger."
All right. I mean, we haven't come to a consensus on this, I don't think. But it's her segment, so.
It's my segment, so do what I say.
Which is?
Oh, yeah. Buy friendship.
Buy friendship. And romantically, what would your advice be?
Romantically? That works for either one, really. Just buy her stuff.
Cool.
I'm going to say, like, if you just behave at the actual level of excitement that you feel. There's nothing wrong with being excited to meet someone and wanting to be friends with them. So just be as excited as you are. And if she doesn't like you for being exactly as excited as you are, then you're going to have to like fake who you are around this person at all times. And so you don't want that. So just be as excited as you are. And if she doesn't like it, fuck her.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a follow-up question to that. Is giving her a lot of hugs coming on too strong, do you think?
No. Do you? If that's what you feel in your heart.
Okay. Yeah. Go.
What do you say to that, Agata?
Go hug crazy.
You're still sticking with your advice. You always just stick with your advice.
Well, because you guys aren't going to convince me otherwise.
You're right.
I think, you know, we all know why I'm the one with an advice segment. So I'm very qualified to give advice, so...
That's true.
Whenever you don't agree with me, which Gabe is
your name
pretty
also
much every
starts
time.
With the same letter as ask.
It's so true. I mean, you bought us so many gifts, Agata, and that's how you truly...
Yeah. Who do you think paid for those Who's Line tickets?
You did.
You did.
Who do you think paid for that moonlight boat ride?
You did.
You did.
Yeah. There we go.
Colorado's infamous 420th Marijuana Festival will not actually happen on the famed stoner date of April 20th this year.
Okay, so from what I gather, that was there's some kind of 420 festival that's not happening on 420 in Colorado.
Yeah, and isn't that a shame?
Why did they move the date?
I don't know, but it makes me want to do a hoedown about it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, we
maybe
can
we
do
can
that.
Find out through hoedown.
Okay. I don't think it's so bad. I'm just going to say that.
Oh,
I mean, Christmas isn't really... You know what? I'm going to save it for the hoedown.
All right, cool.
Yeah, don't get rid of all your best material. We
have some bad news about the hoedowns, which is that Laura Hall, who usually comes and does our piano playing, will not come on the show anymore.
She's being a real bitch about it.
Whoa, bleep that.
It's true. I don't even want to like really talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
There's fine.
Bad blood. Let's leave it at that.
We all signed legal documents.
Yeah,
that
no,
we can't,
yeah,
talk
we can't
about
even
it.
Talk about it. But I will say, let's have our new pianist come in, play a song. This is Secret Horse.
What?
Secret Horse is our new piano player.
No, that's not my name.
No?
My name's Tom.
Tom, okay.
Yeah.
Tom, I gotta say, you do look like a horse. And
no,
we got
no.
On this email, when we contacted you, it said secrethorse@gmail.com.
No, that's just a joke. I'm not secretly a horse. I'm just Tom.
Okay.
Just one of the guys.
All right, cool.
Okay. All right, Tom. I feel like... Part of the reason I chose you out of all of our applicants was the secret horse thing. But whatever. We'll pass it on. You're not a horse.
Nope.
Are you prepared to play piano for us with those hooves of yours?
It's a genetic thing that I was born with, so don't make fun of my hands.
Oh, we're not
making
fun of it, sorry.
No, I'm prepared to be like really impressed if you can play the hoedown theme with those hooves.
Hold on to your panties.
I got them really tightly on my body, my panties.
Okay. Okay, well then play that theme. Wow, that is good.
420 is a stoner's holiday, you could say. It's the one day you go out and say, hey, I'm gonna smoke this pot and I don't care if I go out and rot and die.
Well, I'm smoking some marijuana every single night. I think that it's stupid to have a holiday to specially call out the thing that you're doing every day anyway.
Some people don't like 420 as a day of celebration. You know, it's connected to Hitler. Hey, it's his birthday. Why would you want to smoke on that day? Hey, fuck it. Smoke anyway.
That's a really good point. I don't know why we have to celebrate on 420. There are lots of days to smoke. I'd say there are plenty. We can do it every day. Hell, Christmas isn't even Jesus's actual birthday.
Christmas. Actual birthday.
Well, thank you, Secret Horse, for coming in to record that hoedown music for us.
No problem. It's just my job, man.
Thanks. I just want to repeat. Thank
also,
you,
don't call
Secret
me,
Horse.
Don't call me Secret Horse. My name's Tom.
Why do they call you Secret Horse?
No one calls me that.
Why do we keep calling you Secret Horse?
I don't know, man. It's kind of rude, though.
All right. You just tell me, yay or nay, are you Secret Horse?
No. I'm just a normal guy.
Can you please respond yay or nay?
I will not. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here.
All right. He's taken off on some kind of... He's trotted away.
Looks like we're looking out the window. Looks like he has a stagecoach attached to him.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom. All right, guys. Well, I think we've made it through the show. July, you've got to go and do some recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you recording?
I signed a legal document. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
This show's gotten so much more boring ever since we started signing every contract we
contract
see.
Contract after contract. Hey, we're in Hollywood. We're big shots.
Yep. Well, you know, they want to muzzle us. We'll let them.
I got this fancy new pen I got to use.
thanks for tuning in. You can get all information about our show at twb.cool. Ask your questions at twp.cool/ask. Or 432 Agata High. If you pooped your pants and you don't know why, call 432 Agata High.
Hi.
You can follow us at Twitter, Facebook, Trent's W Benefits. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Pizza.